Blog Talk Radio.
Well, howdy, folks, and welcome to Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
It's that time again, folks, broadcasting live with his tin cans and a brand new string from a top pole Smokey. It's Ben, the King of Wiener Slingers, with a fancy co-host, with important guests, and the best answers a third-grade education can buy. All for you. Sponsored by Mobile Food Vendors Association, BensCarts.com, Whiskey by the Jug, and Donuts. You are so in for a treat today. But if I told you now, I'd have to kill you. So stay tuned. Ben's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Stand by. He's downing his last glass of liquid courage. And he'll be live in 30 seconds.
Want to save even more money? Build your own professional hot dog cart. Save over $1,000. Buildacart.com. Buildacart.com.
Well, I'm glad we have a bunch of listeners tonight, and I want to welcome everybody here, even the new folks. And we are a live call-in radio show. It's Hot Dog Vendor Radio. And we talk also to people that don't just do hot dogs or don't do hot dogs at all. If you're a street vendor of any sort or type or size or shape, we welcome you. And we welcome you to call in and join in and share your knowledge and questions. And we all try to help each other out here. So if you would like to call in tonight and share, even if you've called in before, feel free at 424-258-9364. That's 424-258-9364. Now, there's a little trick when you call in. You got to press option 1 to speak to a host. And Jason or I will field your calls. I think Jason's on here tonight with me. Let me double check. I got to get over to another screen. Let's see. Hey, Jason, are you here with us tonight?
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
Hey, how are you?
I can't complain. What's going on?
Well, a busy week. And how was your week? Did you work a lot or did you?
Yeah, we worked all week, and then worked at the ski resort. Just got down there tonight a little early, and, you know, it's coming to an end. We got next Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday and Sunday, and that's it for this season.
Wow. And so after that, you're going to go back to your normal location, do it, and then look for some other spots?
Yeah, we're just jamming along here.
Now, you've got some...
I really can't complain.
Other stuff coming, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but you do have some other stuff coming. So if you follow this show, folks, you're going to want to listen to some of the stuff that Jason's got coming that is unbelievable.
We can probably release that one next Sunday.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be exciting.
Yeah, sorry about to stay tuned for that.
Well, I want to play a question here that we got, and hopefully this will work. If you don't hear any sound here, Jason, let me know.
Okay.
Otherwise, I hear it on my end regardless.
Okay.
Here we go.
I got dead air.
Do what?
I got dead air.
You got dead air. Okay. I have no idea why it's doing this to me. Let me try this. Tell me, if you don't hear it immediately, let me know.
Hi, Ben. I was reading about that.
You hear that?
Yep.
And
good.
I was wondering, quite some good information, but I had an idea by an office, a driver's license office, where daily more than 100 people come. And they have to wait. There's no food in the area. There is a little playground with a covered area on it, what is empty with banks and tables. So nobody is there over. I would just want to know if that would be a good place.
Okay, that was a call in to our feedback line. If you're not familiar with our feedback line, it is over on LearnHotDogs.com blog. Just put a /, and then feedback, and that'll take you directly to that page. You can Plus, there's little icons on every page, I think. So, either way, that's a call from it that actually came through clear enough that I could play it for you. Usually I have to read them. He is asking what we need, you know, if a driver's license place would work. And he even gave the figures for how many people go there daily. If you can get into a DMV, it is fantastic. I think in my book I have a picture of one of my customers in front of a DMV. He dressed up his cart like a an old-timey wagon. And
I remember seeing that one. Had the wood on it.
Right.
Yep, I remember that one.
The he does very well there. I haven't talked to him, and I shouldn't say he does well because I haven't talked to him in probably a year. But either way, he was doing well, and he kept expanding. And so, yes, absolutely, that would be a good area. It's a captive audience. A lot of people get frustrated going. And he actually went. I told his story, I think, once before, but he actually went to the DMV to register and get his tag for his cart. And they said, well, why don't you set up here? And he's been set up there ever since. That's the best way to get it.
Right place, right time.
They say on the chat room there's a heavy delay. There should be a delay for whatever reason. Blog Talk does a delay, but I'm even hearing a feedback, and I can't figure out how to get rid of that. But we're just going to have to press forward. At least last week, you know, it shut us off. I don't know if y'all saw that. I finally got it up 2 days ago. The podcast or the show from last week with notes, and you can go over and listen to it. Plus, I have a audio file there that you can hit play on and hear what I tried to play for y'all when the system went down, the server went down at Blog Talk and disconnected us. So, Jason, anything new you want to share with us tonight? Anything you got?
Helping a local vendor or soon-to-be vendor. And we got our letter from the ski resort. They asked us back for full-time next season, and also they do what they call Scare Mountain. They want us there for those, I think it's Thursday to Sunday nights, and that's pretty big through the fall for Halloween. So next year we'll just put a bigger trailer there and be open all the hours they're open, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a snowy winter.
Wow. Do you have anything in mind for other locations that could possibly be as lucrative as this has been this winter?
Well, we're playing with some other stuff. Through the summer, we're going to do some things. They have a what they call launch mountain bike track or park, and basically it's these guys jumping these crazy mountain bikes off the rock cliffs and, you know, flying down these ski trails at like 50. And they have some races there that we're going to be doing. They have canopy tours and some rock climbing, different things. We're going to play with that through the summer with them and see what we can do. So it's going to be an interesting summer.
That'll be cool. Now, your unit is air-conditioned, isn't it?
No.
No? So you're going to be losing weight every day?
Well, I have a fan that we got. I don't know if we – I thought we talked about this one time on the show, but it's a like a tower fan. And I take cold water out of my soda cabinet. So I use ice on the cans, and it holds, I think, 2.5 gallons. And then I guess it's kind of like a swamp cooler, and it blows water down, air blows across it. It's just like an air conditioner, and it works pretty well in there. So I'll probably just be using that. But we did pick up some new employees from the ski resort, and one of them jumped in yesterday after her shift at the ski resort. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if I had two or three of her, I'd be golden, man. She jumped in and, can I help you? And, you know, would that be poppy seed or regular roll? And would you like chips and a drink with that? Or, you know, I mean, just upselling them and, you know, made sure they had napkins, counted the change out, kept the bill they gave her out till she was done. I mean, jumped in like she'd been slinging dogs for, you know, a year, you know. And
wow.
I thought, wow, I'm only 17. I thought, boy, if we could clone you, we'd be golden.
It's cool when you find somebody good like that.
Well, you know, going from people that just burn sausage and can't even bother with showing up to having somebody jump in there the first time and just literally take off like a rocket, man.
Wow. Well, we're sitting here talking with Jason Brown of Love Hot Dog Company, and he's also got a company with his sons called Lemonade Brothers. And we were just chit-chatting about some stuff and seeing where things were going. I wanted to read you an email I received with a question for the show, and then hopefully we can answer it. If you ever want to call in, add any of your opinions or advice or help or complaints or anything, feel free to do those, and we'll be happy to take your call. Let's see.
In this corner, vending from a big dog cart from the fighting town of Sevierville, it's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the very best in hot dog vendor information. Call in live at 424-258-9364. That's 424-258-9364. For more information, go to learnhotdogs.com. That's learnhotdogs.com. He's wound up tighter than the girdle of a Baptist minister's wife at an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, folks, this is the email, and I'm going to read it verbatim. It says, "Hiya, Ben, how you doing? I'm not sure if you have addressed this on your show, but I'm trying to decide on something and wanted to pick your brain on it. Hope you don't mind. We're about to get on the road with our hot dog cart about 3 weeks or so before we are rolling out. We want to accept credit cards using Square, but we are trying to decide if it would be better to set up a commercial checking account for this in which to deposit our revenue from credit card transactions or just open a personal checking account and use it strictly for the business. From my past experience, I used to own a grocery store. Commercial accounts charge you for breathing, and I am not sure if this would be a sensible way to go given the low volume we are expecting to have starting up. Any advice, old guru of the Hot Dog Mountain?" That was funny. Anyway, thanks for writing in. I'm trying to think that one Square is a good one.
So Square is good, SalesView is good, but I don't think you can use a personal account for that with the business if it's a legitimate business that has its own EIN and stuff. Isn't that considered commingling of funds?
I don't know. You could probably go with a sole proprietor. And be okay, because a sole proprietor can open up a personal account because he is the sole, or she is the sole proprietor. And that may be the way to go. I'm not sure. But this is one of those deals where you ought to talk to an accountant or a bookkeeper or someone to kind of guide you. But I am all for saving money in the beginning and doing this as thrifty as possible. So I think you could possibly open an account as a sole proprietor, because you can't do it as a commercial business anyway, and because it's a DBA either way. It's you doing business as, if you're not incorporated. Then you may can get away with a personal account and not have the hit that you would receive from doing a commercial account. But Jason could be onto something with this commingling. And so I'm not sure if the commingling thing of funds, but if you're doing a personal account, like she said, or he said, Jason, is they're doing a personal account only used for business. Would that be commingling?
Again, it depends on what state, and each state's got different banking rules, and, I would go with talking to a local accountant or, bookkeeper, somebody that's familiar with your state.
Hold on just a second.
This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host or the station is engaging in rendering legal, accounting, tax, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are fact-dependent, you should additionally seek the services of a competent professional.
Probably not a better time to use that disclaimer. just because, you know, there's federal laws that regulate, and there's even state laws that regulate the, you know, they, things can be construed as tax advice, and neither Jason or I are tax, you know, advisors or accountants or anything. I would check with someone that holds a degree or a license in your state and find out, because I lean to think that you can, because you're, to me, you wouldn't be co-mingling unless you were paying your personal bills out of that same account, which even on a sole proprietor account you can do. It just makes a nightmare for your accountant, at least here. So I don't. I would just check into it, because you don't want to create more problems that become more expensive. Let's see. I've got more for you, and I wanted to. I don't know if y'all heard some of the new. What are they called? Stingers or little commercial bites? Our friend Rob Harper. That's R O B with two B's. R O B B. He sent me some new ones, and I think.
Let me make sure I saw my Jack and Coke before you play these.
Oh my goodness! He sent me one file. And I so wish I could play it, but I don't want to offend anybody. But he sent me a file, a folder called Radio Unfriendly. And they are hilarious. My wife was sitting across from me eating, and I said, you've got to hear this. And I played it, and she spit potatoes across my desk.
He's good, man.
He is. He is incredible. The guy needs to be pro.
We still... Yeah, he does. We still laugh at Hot Steamy Buns.
He updated that one with new times for us, too.
Okay,
you know, because we changed to Sunday night. Incredible. But I wanted to move on to another gentleman that emailed me a long email, and I'm going to skip through some of it. I don't want to mention his name because I sent him an email back asking if I could use it on the air. And I didn't get a response, so I'm just not going to use his name. So the bottom line is, somebody emailed me, and he's been in this business, so he's not new to the business. He's already had one full season, and he's coming into, you know, his second year. And he had a question for me. Let me find where I can start reading this. I read in the local university newspaper for the following major story above the fold. Food vendor debate rages on. Basically, a local restaurant owner is complaining that the four mobile food vendors are taking away his business. He is making these complaints to the city council. He has the usual complaints I have heard about on your radio show. 1. Mobile food vendors impede foot traffic. 2. Mobile food vendors leave messes. 3. Mobile food vendors don't pay taxes or as much taxes as brick-and-mortar businesses. They also don't receive the same benefits as a brick-and-mortar. Of course, they failed to mention those. One of the more vicious quotes from the paper was, and this pissed me off, y'all, just so you know, this is an actual quote from this business owner. We invested in the Morgantown community with our life savings. These gypsy food vendors, now... catch that. These gypsy food vendors can be here today and gone tomorrow, even though they're not. If one of us closes, it is a black eye on the community. If one of them closes, our streets are cleaner the next day. This is somebody who is jealous, infuriated that somebody else could possibly make a living. And that's somebody I call a scumbag, and I would love to talk to somebody like that. I'd love to get somebody like that on the air, because I would like to spin them in circles on how ignorant that kind of statement is. It has been proven that food vendors actually help make cities more, what was the word, Jason? It's like clean.
They help them prosper, yeah. Well, they help them prosper, and, you know, they bring new people out, and, you know, somebody comes out and follows a food truck, they might find a new store that's in the community and start, you know, frequenting that store or shop, you know.
They've done studies, though, for over 10 years over at the Institute for Justice, and streets that have vendors on them are safer streets in America. And so because there's a presence there, it tends to deter crime in that area. So it makes sense that vendors are actually helpful to communities. And Institute for Justice, if you're not unfamiliar with it, go over to the blog at learnhotdogs.com. On the right-hand side of the page, about halfway down, you'll see a search box. Type in any word you are wanting to find or search. You can search IJ, you can search justice, you can search all kinds of words, and it will pull up articles or shows or videos that we have done about those topics. But the Institute for Justice has done that, and they have fought and won. This is just ignorant, and I hope this guy contacts the Institute for Justice and goes after him. You could possibly even contact the ACLU because they also defend civil liberties. And in case you've missed our previous shows where I've ranted on and on and on about this, the federal laws, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, particularly lay out your rights as a citizen or business owner. And those rights are not to be hindered by some overzealous political zombie who doesn't want to run a cart himself, but he wants to complain that you are. Because there's nothing stopping a restaurant owner from getting off his butt and going out on the street and opening him up a hot dog cart or a concession trailer. What he does want to do instead is talk about how you're hurting him. But it's a fair, we live in America where it's fair and anyone can open it. Your Bill of Rights, protect that right, your right to work, and your right to work in any legal profession. And because vending is legal, and I don't mean they can't like make it illegal and win that one. You can't like make it illegal to go to Walmart. So I just wanted to say that, and then I'm going to finish reading his information. He says the guy's main complaint this time, he's complained before, is about a new taco truck that is opened. But an action against the truck would necessarily harm us all. The entire article is available on the newspaper's online version. Here it is, blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, I'm having pleasant thoughts of putting some of my hot chili under his eyelids right now. However, that is probably not the best course of action. The reason I am writing it to you is he intends to address the city of Morganton. So the bottom line is he is going to speak publicly in favor of the vendors. He's also going to he was looking for that IJ article, which gives a complete PDF argument that will, it lays out the perfect argument for any city trying to take away these rights or that already have. And as we encourage more vendors to get out there and get started, we're finding more cities that are turning away vendors, that are, you know, creating rules that are restricting vendors. And most of the time, they're illegal. What you got to say there, Jason?
I just left. He's sticking bricks. I mean, I got a pizza shop to one side of me, an Italian deli across the street, and, you know, they've been complaining since we were there. And, you know, my basic reply is, you can't handle a hot dog cart next to you? Close up. I said, because what's the difference if I'm in a trailer or I open up a stick and brick?
Right.
Nothing. Just I'm the smarter one.
Right.
Being mobile. Exactly. So, and, you know, we don't sell the same product. If you can't handle it, close down. I'm not in the least bit sympathetic to them, nor do I sugarcoat it. You can actually say I have an attitude. You know, so
I have a bad attitude, and I've been known to just lose my cool on it, but it just pisses me off. It pisses me off because it'd be like me opening, you know, a furniture store, and they go, no, he used a metal building, and we don't want metal buildings in town because they give a, you know, they're prone to lightning. So we would rather just have people who used bricks and stuff for their buildings. It's just ignorant. It's ignorant, and I'll tell them to their face. If you know somebody that's that ignorant, have them call me, because I'll talk to them on the air, and we'll try to educate them to the issues. I'm ignorant on a lot of things, you know, like particle physics. But I know what's right and wrong when it comes down to our system of justice and the rights that are bestowed upon our founding fathers. And one of those is your right to work. So I stand beside you. And if you are faking any kind of crap, get on to learnhotdog.com, go down the right side, click the help section, type in the word, or just type in the word in the little help box, the search box. You can type in help. You can type in IJ, justice, legal, any kind of those words, and you're going to pull up articles. There's one particular article that says, this may help us vendors, and that one has the link to the IJ PDF download. I think you can go to IJ Steel, the sticker of your cart. It's called, what does it say?
Legalized street food.
Legalized street food. It's free, and if you put legalize into the search box, it'll pull up the direct link that you email the person at who will help you. Thank you. But that's I guess all I have to say on that.
Sounds like Forrest Gump there. That's all I have to say on that now.
Oh, heck. I wanted to... You know what I haven't done? I haven't seen if anybody's online. If you are interested in calling in to the show, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, it makes for a short show. I don't have any talks or lessons to do tonight. So if you would like to call in with an experience or share something that you've learned recently, or encourage a new vendor, or you are a new vendor and having questions, please give us a call at 424-258-9364. A good friend of mine called me this week, and I missed his call twice, and he finally texted me and he said, my gosh, you know, have you been run over by a hot dog cart? And I said, I texted him back and I said, listen, I'm getting over 200 calls a day, and it's just impossible, and it seems it's crazy to me. All these questions out there, and you would think our on air, and some nights I know we get busy on with call-ins, but some nights it's dead. Like tonight, I'm looking at the call log. There's over 100 people listening in through the phones, but I'm talking about the people that call in for questions. But I get, you know, double that every day, and it's crazy the amount of them. Now a lot of them, you know, I can quickly answer, or I can refer them to a video that I've done, or one of the shows that we've done here, and to help them out. If you have a question or you would like us to talk about something specific tonight, type it into the chat room, or just call in and ask us. Let's see. Oh, Rob Harper is online tonight. Well, Rob, I already said it once, but I'll say it again. Thank you very much. You are in the wrong field. I don't even know if you should be in the hot dog business. I think you need to be in radio. I mean, you have a fantastic voice and very professional, and you're talented as heck with the instruments and the background and everything that you create. And I thank you for helping us out here at Hot Dog Vendor Radio. And with that being said, I'm going to play you something.
Got a question about hot buns? Call Ben at 424-258-9364 for the latest tips and tricks in the world of wieners. That's 424-258-9364. Press 1 to talk live, one-on-one to Ben.
Sunday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. HDVR, hot steamy buns.
Sunday. Sunday night at 8:30, and you're riding a gravy train with biscuit wheels with a hot dog answer man, Ben, on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
And we're back live here on Hot Dog Vendor Radio, and you just heard the number to call if you want to call in and ask questions, 424-258-9364. I know I said that fast. Let's see. I had a couple more emails I guess I could read and help anybody out that possibly needs help. Jason, is there anything you think we need to cover?
I don't think so. I'm just enjoying sitting down in a chair with a Jack and Coke.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even pour me one tonight. I did my Diet Pepsi, but that was it. I didn't add anything special to it.
Oh, I passed it by the Coke can.
I'm with you.
It's just one of those weeks.
I understand. You deserve it. You've had a good year. And
it's been good.
You've even started off this year with a bang.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there. Slowly but surely.
Good, good, good. Let's see. I don't have an update from Mobile Food Vendors Association, I don't think. They emailed me something. They're out of town. Sean and his wife. And so hopefully we'll have an update next week. And we can tell y'all anything that they're doing. Let's see.
I know he added a couple things to the discount page. I think Hoorag and something else.
Hoorag and something else, you said?
I think so. I can't remember what the other one was. My brain's fried. The only reason I know Hoorag is that's one of the ones I started and then he finished.
You know what? I want to give some people a blog we did and show we did. I've given this out probably 50 times this week because if you don't know what to look for, you don't even know you can search it. But we have talked about those first day jitters and all the questions that come up. And so we did a show a while back called First Day Out with a Hot Dog Cart, and it answered 40 different questions that we received. And it is a long show, but you're welcome to go listen to it and answer those questions. You can skip around in it to find the spot that you want. But if you go to that search box I told you about over at learnhotdogs.com and you type in First, just F-I-R-S-T, it's going to pull up that article. With a girl, like, with her fingers in her mouth, like, scared, biting her nails. And you should be able to scroll down those and get you some good information that may help you. I know we have a lot of new vendors out and just now getting started, and it is scary. You know, it's all exciting at first, and you're going, oh, yeah, I'm getting a cart, and oh, yeah, I got a cart, and oh crap, tomorrow I got to start. And you go, what do I do? How do I do it? What if somebody sees me mess up? And then we have the experienced vendors out there that are trying new stuff. And I'd love to hear from some of you if you have decided to do something new or going to expand this year or have had ways to work around with with employees. If you're expanding that way, I'd love to hear how you did your employees. Did you payroll them or did you subcontract them? And how did you do it? We do have a caller with the first, the area code of 469. You are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio, and it didn't work, and let me try you again. There you go. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. It's George from Donnie's Dogs. How you doing?
Hey, George. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right.
Well, what's going on tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. We got rained out this weekend and wasted a bunch of dogs. Speaking about startups and stuff, I can tell you that happens as well. And one of the big things is trying to learn cost control, you know, so you don't waste a bunch of food.
Yeah, that can be disastrous, is the wasting food, because you're getting rid of pure profit when you throw away food. And yeah, have you learned any tricks to help that?
I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
No, I said, have you learned any cool tricks to offset that or to protect yourself the best you can from that?
Yeah, we have. We've you know, at first, we like you say, the we're really new. And getting the jitters, part of one of getting the jitters is, well, gosh, I want to have enough product hot. So you dump a bunch of dogs in the pan, and then you don't sell anything for an hour or 2 hours. You got old dogs sitting there. So we've learned to pace it, and we've learned to not worry about telling people if we run short, if they're in a line, that it'll be about 5 minutes. I've got to make some fresh dogs. And I think they appreciate that rather than having one that's been in there an hour.
Now, that's something good. You know, I've had people call me and say, you know, I'm worried. In fact, the lady this week, she just got a gig at a factory. And she emailed me and asked me, you know, what do I do? How many do I prepare in advance? And that's good advice, is don't panic about that. A lot of people are more than happy to wait if it's going to be fresh. They can get it fast food at McDonald's and all that, and you're still considered fast food, but your quality goes way up if you're not over-preparing.
Right. And that's the thing. And if you're in a spot like and that's something I want to talk to you about too. You know, we're at this Auto Splash, this car wash, which we thought would be really, really good. But, you know, I'm wondering about the demographics on that and everything, but, you know, it's another subject. But, yeah, we learn, the more you're there, the more you learn to gauge when the rush might be, and you can kind of get a few things going right before the rush. It just takes time at a location to figure out how it's going to run, how the people are going to come in and out in the traffic flow. You learn that. So it's really, yeah, don't be nervous about it. Just pay attention to what's going on around you and the foot traffic, and you'll get it down. You get it down to where you don't waste a lot of food.
That's exactly right. Don't panic. You'll have this down pat within a couple weeks, and you'll figure out better ways to do things as you go along. And you may be in it 6 months, a year, and you'll have changed different things or aspects about the operation side of your business, and you will get it right. If you just keep good records, you'll be able to make corrections. If you don't keep good records, it's hard to make corrections.
Right. Now, Ben, I got a question for you.
All right.
When you were slinging dogs, and that's for everybody else out there too, currently we're using those Bakers and Chefs dogs from Sam's.
Yes, sir.
Which is not a bad dog. It's a skinless dog. They do hold up well in a water pan. And we're getting the grill on there, so we'll be able to grill them. But, you know, I just really feel like I ought to go with a little better product. We have a Restaurant Depot here. The Vienna beef dogs. I can get those, but it's going to raise the cost of my dogs up quite a bit. But I really think I ought to go with it, and I'm wondering how you feel about that, about the quality of the dog.
Vienna is one of my favorites. They are expensive, and they can creep prices on you where they start you off at a certain level, and pretty soon you're at a higher level. But Restaurant Depot tends to not fluctuate like that, and they buy in volume, so you may be safe there. If you have a local butcher or a local branded meat company that people like that's in your grocery stores, that's a good option as well if it's a quality meat. But Vienna, you really can't go wrong with. Nathan's is a good dog. Sabret's is a good dog. I just love Vienna. I love them. But everybody has their favorites, and yes, they are better than Bakers and Chefs.
What about a National?
You like an Oscar Mayer or something?
No, National Deli.
Oh, National Deli. Yeah,
National Deli. Oh, I didn't know about that. Boar's Head, yeah.
Boar's Head's one of my favorites as well.
Is that Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, listen, I left you a message, man. Maybe you can give me a shout sometime. I wanted to ask you about your enclosed cart, buddy.
Yeah, we can do that. Check out the National Deli stuff. They come out of Miami, and that's about the closest to a Vienna right now. I mean, as you guys know, I use Vienna, but, you know, it there's some shake up there with, I guess, the sun taking over the company, and, you know, prices have kind of crept, and they're pretty damn close to $6 a pound or hair over up here. And I just got a deal, and I just went through what I bought at $4.16 a pound. And, you know, it's that's a lot when you get up for 6-to-1 dogs, you know, $1 a pound, or, I mean, $1 a dog. That's, you know, the enemy does do quite a bit for you, but, you know, you really got to weigh it out and decide what your market is, whether, you know, you can make any money that way.
Is that your national dog?
No, no.
Vienna.
The Vienna beef's what we use for our regular hot dogs, and Polish, and we use their brat and their jalapeno cheddar. And we've experimented with, there's a 2-week period where I couldn't get any Vienna, and we actually experimented with national, and not one person said anything.
Hmm.
Huh. Nobody noticed.
Yeah, down here the price point's real important. I'm trying to keep the plain hot dog combo at $5. They'll throw a $5 bill at you all day long, but if you go up to $6, then they start double thinking it. So I've got to keep that price point kind of low on a plain dog. If I go with the gourmet stuff that we make, you know, we make a different special every weekend, that's okay. Those people will buy that, but
right.
So I'll look at that National Deli, Jason. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, to give you an idea, right now up here, National Deli near me, if you talk to their sales manager, it's Richie Fives. National Deli this week was $3.22 or $3.23 a pound.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad for good meat.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Let us know what you end up going with and how it works for you.
I sure will, Ben, and I sure appreciate all your help. You know, I'm going to send you emails back and forth there, and it's going well. You know, we're just we're already pitching that other location. I think I was talking to you about Walmart.
Yep.
We got to go through corporate, of course. We got to put a portfolio together, but I'm not worried about it. I'll tell you something I've found, people, you're talking about people with the jitters. The thing is, I might have touched on this last time I called in. You've got to have your operating manual and your pitch and everything all together. It's got to be, you got to have the pictures, you got to have the verbiage, you got to have your permit. If you have all that in line and you approach some of these people, they're going to snatch it up because so many people come in unprepared that they get tired of it. And the last thing I'll tell you is have an elevator pitch. You know what that is?
Go ahead, share it.
So the elevator pitch is something you can pitch to somebody in the time it takes to go 2 floors in an elevator. So if you meet somebody on the street or somebody buys a dog from you that you think you might be able to do business with, have a short, succinct elevator pitch that you can give them, have business cards, and hand them out. It really does help.
I like that. But I'd like to hear yours, but I think that's smart to have an elevator pitch. I like the analogy. Because it's short and sweet, and people will have time to listen to it, and it doesn't require a lot of effort on their part or yours.
Right.
I like that.
Well, yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to call in, say hi, and I hope everybody's doing well. And I'll be in the chat room, and have a good program, buddy.
Hey, thank you a bunch. I appreciate you calling in. It means a lot to me.
Okay, Ben and Jason, we'll see you guys, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
This is Slick Willie Johnson from New York, and you'll be grooving live with the Hot Dog Answer Man on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Come on, y'all, let's take a ride.
We have another caller online, a caller with area code 417. This is Ben on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Ben. This is Lisa Lane with Mickey Dog Hot Dogs in Dallas.
Wow, how's old Lisa doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Y'all made it back, I know. And now you've got two carts.
That's right. Like I said, divide and conquer. Now, that's my question. I have a couple of questions, actually. We're doing
sure.
our first, all the tacking is aside, it's called the Pickle Parade. And it's, okay, everyone go for the cheap joke. But it's on St. Patrick's, what's this Saturday, 16th. And do I need to wait a minute?
Anyway, no, go ahead.
They wanted both carts. Now, there's a food court where Boo is going to be with the bigger cart, with the bigger steam table, the one that we just won. And so he'll be there with the grill and all the stuff that goes with whatever it is we're selling.
Right.
I'm going to be on the parade route. And what do you think about me on the parade route? It just selling, like I said, just hot dogs and chips and drinks. I mean, should I limit it to just that?
I would.
And then if you want more.
I would,
those,
too.
I'd make it as simple as possible, Lisa.
Okay.
You're going to come out ahead being simple. You probably won't even notice. Yeah, you want to appeal to the masses, but you're already in the masses. So all you want to do is find those people that need a hot dog quickly.
I'd even make your chips and drinks if you can. I don't know about your town if you're allowed to have your cooler self-service, but if at all possible, I'd make your drinks and chips self-service.
Right.
You know, just to make it move along a little quicker.
Yep.
Okay.
You will have your hands
right.
As it is. That's exciting that you're going to be doing that.
Oh, yeah. This first time, we've taken the new cart out to a couple of different places so far, and it was a dream. But this first time out with both of them, and we're not going to be nose to nose. I'll be two or three streets over from where Boo's going to be set up, and I'm thinking, now what the heck am I supposed to serve out here, you know? So just the quick and the here's the dog and here's the chips and drink and here's the deal and go on now.
Yep.
Okay. Well. Good. That was my main question. And also want to let y'all know we had storms and of course we always do. We're in Tornado Alley, but we had storms and stuff running through here last night and we were set up with the smaller cart because Boo doesn't want to take the new one out in the rain. But anyway, we had the smaller cart set up and. We had to keep scooting in up under the carport because of just sprinkling rain.
Right.
And then the wind came up, about the last half hour, the wind came up, and then the storms, they were hitting, and I thought, okay, I think we should shut this down. And I'll be darned if people didn't start coming out saying, how come you're not serving food? Get back in there and drink. Leave me alone, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
There's tornadoes. Now, get back in. But we have taken the big one out two or three different times, and it's just been a dream with the deep dish and, you know, the deeper pans and everything.
Right.
I just love it.
I'm glad you won it, and I'm excited to see y'all to go crazy this year. I hope y'all have a banner year.
Well, thank you. We do, too. Like I said, that was my main question was, you know, what your thoughts were on me on the parade route, just keeping it simple, serve. Here's your dog and whatever.
And I promise y'all, this is Lisa that won the cart for 2013, and I have video and stuff, meeting them and hanging out with them, and I've even got some music by Lisa that I'm putting together for a video, and I will get that on there eventually. I have been slammed, and I just haven't got to it yet.
Oh, well, that's all right. Heck, I've heard me before. I know what I am. I know what it sounds like. But,
well,
but
I
anyway,
thank
well,
you.
Do what?
I thank you for calling in, Lisa.
Sure, no
and
problem.
And tell Boo hi for us.
I'll do it.
All righty.
Y'all well, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, I'm glad I didn't have a mouthful of Jack and Coke when she said a pickle parade.
Oh, my gosh. Perfect.
He's wound up tighter than the girdle of a Baptist minister's wife at an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
All right. I tell you what, Jason, when the show goes off, I'm going to stay on air with us. And those on the phones will be able to hear this, but I'm going to go ahead and put out a disclaimer now. I'm going to play a couple commercials that are a little bit edgy. Okay, a lot of bit edgy. And they're funny that Rob did for me. And so if you're on the phone, you'll probably still hear them. You won't be if you're disconnected through the internet, but I don't want to play them. I'm not going to put them on the blog. But any of you who aren't sensitive, don't have sensitive ears or to hurt your feelings, you know, you're welcome to listen. It'll make you pee yourself. they're just good. Well, I don't know. Oh, I did. Somebody texted me just a second ago, and I need to address this. Asked, and I'm, this was several text messages long, but the bottom line was basically about crossing state lines. They wanted to know, are they allowed to, if their cart's approved in Tennessee, can they go over to North Carolina? And we've done a show on this, but in brief, basically, yes and no. If you want to go just set up kind of like you do in your state, but you want to go to another state and do the same thing, you'll need to get licensed in that state. But if you're doing events, special events, typically you will fall under the umbrella permit of the event manager or event promotions company or whoever's doing the event. So a lot of times a city may even say, we welcome and encourage all vendors to come in, and they don't care, they don't check, they don't anything, they just want you to come in and vent, you know, to be part of the suppliers to the crowds. But if you're just going to go set up in front of Home Depot in your next state or in front of a car wash, you're probably going to need a license to carry into that state. They're going to require their own licensing and everything. So that, I hope that answers your question. That's about the simplest I can give it to you.
Well, we just had some changes here in that. And that 18-foot box truck I bought, strictly due to weight classification, I had to get a set of DOT numbers for it.
Oh, my God.
Which then have to be on the side of the truck in 2-inch high letters, contrasting color to stand out and be visible at 50 feet in daylight.
Because of the GVWR?
Yep.
Wow.
And there's nothing you can do to change that in this state. They look at the manufacturer's specs, and this is what you register at, and it cost me $495 a year to register that truck.
Wow.
Now, it used to be only if you were over 26-1 crossing state lines for commerce. Now it's interstate, and you need a DOT number, which means you need a medical card, which basically means you need to abide by Trucker 101, you know, triangles, flares, medical card, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, just a whole other headache that you don't really think of at first.
Now, you make a good point there because, you know, we've talked about it with carts because a lot of people, and even this week, I had a guy call me. He didn't speak good English, but he went out and bought a cart. He just bought a cart, thought he was going to go vent. And then he found out he was going to have this and this and this, and he's overwhelmed. He called me up to see if I'd buy his cart. And I'm trying to walk him through it, and it's not unnatural to want to just jump right in. The problem is there's so many nuances and laws and restrictions. You'll want to do it the right way. It's all obtainable. And anything worth doing is usually a pain in the neck. So, but once you cut through all that red tape, you're good to go. And it also limits the competition because typically when you get a vendor who has gone through all the steps he needed to do to become a legal vendor, you're happy to know them because they are the kind that are stick through it all, make it happen. It's worth the wait. It's worth the work. I'm going to do it. So if you're out there, Jason just brought up a good point, and you're considering getting into a trailer or getting into a food truck, you may want to carefully decide whether to like this GVWR, the gross vehicle weight restrictions. It could put you in another class, and it's things you may have not thought of. And that's why we try to do these shows and try to do this stuff, is so that you can kind of get an edge above everyone else and know, okay, I got to do this step by step. I can't cut corners. I'm going to find out the stuff. And so you're going to get all that stuff done, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's done. I did it on Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday was originally going to be a day off just for exhaustion.
So it turned into a DOT sticker day.
Yeah, and registration, insurance, you know. But, I mean, the good thing is now I combined the truck with the trailer on a commercial policy. And so I have comp and collision on both units. And they covered the trailer for $30,000. You know, the truck for $35,000 replacement on just what's, you know, the chassis. And
right.
It was only $1,464 a year. And but now, you know, now the trailer is covered. You know, if it gets vandalized, fire, theft, that kind of stuff, an accident. And before I didn't have that, because, like, when I started, I didn't want to separate my excursion from our home policy, because we have the multi-car discount, homeowners, all that stuff together. And if you take the one car away, it changed everything, and it was more expensive. But since I have the cars, the home, and all that, I called Allstate, and I also priced it out through Progressive and two others. And Allstate gave me the best rate, $1,464 for comp and collision with a $500 deductible.
Oh, that's excellent.
Progressive was $4,200 or something like that.
Wow. That's a big difference.
Yeah. Well, they said, you know, when you go through the company, you have your other stuff through, they usually give you a pretty decent discount. So, you know,
that's true.
I can't complain.
They want all your business. And so you can get discounts by incorporating your vehicles in your house, and if you carry life insurance or health insurance of any kind, bundle it up together.
Yep. Definitely.
Well, folks, I think that does it for the show. We don't have any more people on the call log. I will warn you that after the show, if you're on the phone lines, I'm going to play two commercials that are risque to some, and I don't want to offend anybody, so please hang up, and that way you won't be offended. I'm Ben, the Hot Dog Answer Man. We've had the pleasure of having Jason Brown on the show the whole night tonight from Love Hot Dog Company. You can follow him over at facebook.com, Love Hot Dog Co., right? C-O?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Love Hot Dog.
No, it's a company.
Oh, company.
Company spelled out,
okay.
On Facebook. Yep. Twitter's Co.
Okay, Love Hot Dog Co. on Twitter. And if you want to get ideas to increase your audience, follow Jason. There's also some other ones. I want to get Mike, Hot Dog Mike, back on the air. He is back in Arkansas. Remember, he was going to New York somewhere, I think it was. And,
yeah.
And he closed up. Well, he's coming back, and he's going to be more carts, and he's going to do a huge deal. So we're going to get him back on the line so we can hear him. You know, I've had more people get on the phone line. More people have called in on the phone.
Because they want to hear it, man. They know it's from Rob.
Yeah, and Rob is excellent.
I'll just put out a disclaimer that you better not have anything in your mouth, better not be eating anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't want anybody choking.
Well, y'all have a good evening. I thank you for joining us, and please remember to follow us on LearnHotDogs.com. Check out our Twitter and Facebook pages. And post up your pictures of your cart. Post up stuff of your menu. Share it with others and share the love. We thank you and have a good evening.
Have a good night.
Hot Dog Vendor Radio is brought to you by the Mobile Food Vendors Association in BensCarts.com. Also by the letter H and the number 4. Tune in next week for more information money can buy on HDVR. Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Okay, we have about 49 seconds left, and then it will drop all the online people. But the people on the phone will be there still, 30 seconds left. And I sound like I'm doing the call out for a NASA mission. I love NASA. Let's see. Okay. See, we're still live right now for another 15 seconds, and then it will not put the set on the. Bear with me. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Blast off.
All right. Okay, so we're still in record mode, and I'm going to delete part of this. So if you have sensitive ears, and one more warning, these are just funny, but they're risque. Rob Harper created these for us, and I just love them. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Here we go.
He's busier than a cucumber in a woman's prison. It's Ben on HTVR.
All right, here's the next one. This is the last one.
He's busier than a one-armed monkey with two peckers. It's Ben on HTVR.
Oh my gosh. And see, I know that some people would be horribly offended, so I couldn't put that up there, but
how the hell they can't take a joke. That's funny.
Well,
what's Cableman say? I heard a cable guy. I don't care who you are, that there's funny.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. That right there is funny.
One arm monkey.
Oh,
I'm not going to be able to say your name without thinking of that one.
Well, for those that are still on the line, I thank y'all for listening, and y'all have a good evening, and we'll see you next Sunday at 8:30. Bye. I'll see you.
Have a good night, everybody.